And also winning many, many victories, but still in the battle. And so I went over there on Thursday night, and I said, you know what, at high noon, which is the brightest time, we are going to pray for a half hour. And I said, I'm not coming here to visit you, give you a pep talk, this, that. I'm going to pray. And I might pray in tongues. I might pray with understanding things that you don't understand. I said, but I believe that that's what we need to go harder press on this situation right now. And so I'm setting up, if you would take, and you can do it. It would be better that you go over there because she wants to see people, especially from the congregation. So if you get a chance that you can go over and pray for a half hour if you're going to sign up. But also, if you would call Ed Collins' number, which, Danny, did you have it?
I got it out in the car.
Out in the car. I got it. You got it. Okay. Let's see. This is important. I've been having such a good time. I mean, you talk about power of God. Go ahead, buddy.
688-4580? Yep.
All right. And so I've been doing this. I'll call at noon or close to noon, and then Ed will wherever they, yesterday they were in Crookston, they pulled off the side of the road, and we prayed for 15 minutes, and it was so fantastic. I think I'm getting blessed more than she is, but she sounds like she's really getting blessed. And yesterday, she hadn't seen her mother for a year, and she had the strength and feeling good enough to go over to Crookston to see her mother, and she sounded like she really had the stuff together. So it's good when we start praying, things start happening. Amen? Without prayer, not much is happening. So you can do that if you're wanting to. And why don't you put it on by phone, or you can go over there at 12 o'clock and you go through the back door. Do you know Ed and Lynn's address? Yeah. Is it Crocker?
417.
Okay, and you can go through the back door, all right? Hallelujah. And I get to, again, I've been doing it, so I am allowing my joy to be spread all around. She's really wanting to get connected to the people at Community Church in that sense. So I'm just going to pass that. And you, if you feel led to do that, that'd be fantastic. Amen? Okay. Jeremy, you think you want to come and let's do something a little bit different. We've got some new things, some new technology that we're trying to... Did maybe hit it right there. Okay. Jim, that was a fantastic, fantastic message last week, wasn't it?
Amen.
Come on, get excited. I don't care. Yes. I don't care if you shout. Yes. Yeah. Seek ye first. Yeah, that really was a powerful, powerful message. Yeah, we don't pray that people hurt themselves so they can spend more time with the Lord, but it seems like it's working pretty good for them. Hallelujah. How's your week, man? Good. Come on, Jeremy. Do you have a mic? Yeah, here we go. We have an app, and I believe it's for United Team International and Community Church International, where you can do a lot of different things. And Jeremy, would you give them a high? Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so on the app, have our weekly services, previous recent services, and then also our schedule and information for the upcoming conference, including you can book the hotel live from the app. So that's the big stuff. You can download it from both the Community Church International website and United Team International website.
Okay.
And simple, it's for iTunes or iPhone, Amazon, and...
Speak into the mic, Jeremy.
Like this?
No, come on. They
That's why I'm back there.
Go ahead, buddy.
But it's a simple download. You go this link on the front page will take you to the download page where you select where if you have an iPhone or an Android, and or if you want to use it on your Amazon device. It takes you directly to the link to the store.
Okay, Jeremy, are we going to also have a Bible that we can go to, King James,
yes, there,
New King
there,
James?
There is a Bible app on there,
okay,
and including a reading plan, which is a plan.
1 year
select
plan, yeah.
At
okay.
Any point.
All right. Anything? How about what I'm having trouble is getting on there. This my deal is the password won't let me get on to the app.
That probably has something to do with your phone.
Okay.
Because I think some phones have certain parental features that kids can't download apps or something.
That's what they're trying to do. Trying to keep this big kid out of the.
It does for Subsplash Giving. What they do record keeping, so if you can keep track of your tithes and offering. Plus, it helps with the church administration keep track of tithes and offerings coming in, so they can for tax purposes.
Okay.
There is a one-time username and password set up for that, but. Once you've had that set up at any Subsplash church, whether that's the International House of Prayer is one, Bethel Church is, I believe, is another one. Once you have that set up, you don't have to do that again. But that's for the purpose of keeping your card safe and everything, and for proper record keeping.
Okay.
So no one can just steal your card and start using the app to bum your card.
All right.
And then there's a notes feature, which I think also will ask for a username and password, which you set up.
Are you excited about it?
I think so.
Okay. Who else could I ask? All right. Thanks a lot, Jeremy. Appreciate that. Hallelujah. So let's see. Who has the app on their telephone already? Okay. Who would figure that you could get anyone on line if they couldn't get online, even if they had that child deal that they were trying to keep me off the line? Yeah, any of you? Darla, would you need that, or you think you're going to be able to get online? Okay, so now I know where to come if I'm... Okay, Bethany, is it all right that I just refer them to you? All right, just call Bethany. She'll get you online.
There we go.
Hallelujah. Because I know she'd get you online. I banked there, and I said, I don't know why you don't run this bank, but hallelujah. So, it is so good to be in the house of the Lord. It's so good to hear God. Hallelujah. If you don't hear God, it really isn't much fun throughout the week. Oh, I heard God on Sunday, but I haven't heard Him since. Or if you didn't hear Him on Sunday, then you're 2 weeks out. Hallelujah. Well, I know this much. We heard God and the voice of God last week in the anointed. The anointing breaks the yoke, and the yoke was really broken. I just felt so free after hearing the word of the Lord and felt like going out. And we did some things, like you say, I don't have enough time. But it's interesting when you look at the time that you do have, what you do with it. If you hear him, what I say, what are you doing with your time? And so Sandra and myself, of course, I have to have my nap. It's a nap. I don't know if it's a 67-year-old nap deal or something, but I usually want to take a nap, and a nap. But when I'm really busy, I don't take a nap. And after I get through the nappies, I call it the yellow dog, then I can go on and I don't need the nap. So really, I don't need the nap, except my body's saying, take a nap. Anyone else?
Yeah,
young people usually, they get up, and about 9 o'clock, they're looking to take a nap somewhere. I'm so tired. And so that's my problem, a young person getting tired quickly. Hallelujah. And so life is an interesting time. I've been thinking about life. The events of life. I've been thinking about a lot of teachings that we have went through over the years, like the faith teaching. If you have enough faith, if you keep a right confession, if you don't do something, and then you'll live prosperous. Okay? Then it's on the other side of it. We used to call it the persecution teaching. We would teach people how to be persecuted. You know, you will be persecuted if you're going to be godly in Christ. So you got kind of like two tracks. And so you can run the one track, and the one track looks at the other track and saying, oh, they're all wrong. And then the other track that's on the persecution side or the affliction side or sickness side, whatever, you know, that then that track, you know, saying, well, they're judging us wrong. Have you ever felt that way? So, and there's several different, you know, like the grace track. Okay, I'm on the grace track, and God, I have grace for this time, and God is gracious, and God is merciful, and God is love, and of course, He's all those things. And we live in a world with two tracks, okay? And these two tracks, I live next to a railroad track. We have some engineers that are on the railroad track, and we have some others that work on the railroad track, and there's two tracks. If you ever notice that. If you go over, you hit the one track, and then you hit the other track, and blah, 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 you're over. And so in life, there are two tracks that we have to figure out that if we're going through stuff like that. And I was thinking about I was thinking about how these two tracks, that we have to embrace both areas, and we have to use them together to get the result. If you hear what I'm saying, you can't live in persecution constantly and all of the things that happen in life. You just can't live there. And if you live there, there's consequences that will be devastating for you. And then on the other hand, you can't just, dismiss everything that could ever happen, dismiss life, because you're on this track called Jesus. And I'm on the high of His word, and I don't have any problems. And when I do have problems, I deny the problems. You can't live there. But both of them have a solution. Now, the one track no one wants to travel on, or most no one wants to travel on, and that would be the track of going through trials. And in the world that we live in today, there's a gospel that's preached, and I'm not talking about gospel or anything, but there's a gospel that's preached, is there's no gospel, there's no God, there's no Jesus, there's no answers. And that is frustration, but that's a track. And if people get on that track without being able to grab a hold of the track of God and the track of living, then we're not living in reality. Because there's two tracks, amen? And so I was thinking about this, the plan for this dispensation of time, the now time, how we work and how the Word of God speaks to us. It's a dispensation of time. When I say it's a brand new day, you'd say, yay, 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 we've heard that before, but it's a brand new day. It's a dispensation of time. It's a new era that we're going into. Do you believe that? Everyone wants to hear that type of deal. You know, what we've been doing for 5 years, man, it's crazy. So we're looking for a new time, but then on the other track, they're saying, well, there's no new thing under heaven. Everything's the same. And so you're kind of canceling out one thing. You know, it's kind of like getting the word and then getting all excited about the word. But you walk away from it, and then when you walk away from it, you kind of forget it. And then a week down the line, you said, what was that word again? And in prophetic things, that's what happens a lot, right? You know, Jacob right there, he was spoken over his life prophetically that he is a prophet. Okay? You'd say, well, how many people see Jacob as a prophet? Okay? We see how many hands went up. But Jacob is a prophetic person when he is functioning on both tracks. Okay? I believe everything that God has spoken to you is on one track or one track, but if you don't use this track and this track together, you're not going to get the solution that you're looking for. Amen? If you get a prophetic word, and next year you get a prophetic word, and you don't use the prophetic word, and Tom has been really teaching us how that we need to grab the prophetic word and hang on, and how that will affect the things that you're going through, whether it be finances, whether it be any of those areas, whether it be areas that you're battling in. So the thought is, Friday night, I was at a meeting up in Bedet, and there was a prophet from Uganda there, and he was speaking some words. One of the words that I do believe that it was prophetic for this time is the birthing of something that is new. Okay, so that would be a new heir. When Jesus was birth, was there a new era that come? Old Testament, New Testament? Okay, and so we're in this time of something's happening in 2019. And you know, anytime I say, well, it's the year of the woman, and the men say, well, oh, so we can take the year off. No, the year of the woman is something is being birthed in the realms of the spirit, and God, I love this, is he's taking the women, and he's taking the men, and he's showing us something in the spirit that we're all going to unite around and work together on. Together, everyone accomplishes more. Amen? Oh, the women, they're going to have 5 days of women's meeting. No! We're grasping a concept called the body of Christ, a new air, a new thing that God is doing. Amen? And in this case, it was about birthing a new thing. Okay? Was it pretty cool the way Mary went through all her deal? 15 years old, finds out that she's pregnant. Well, I shouldn't say that. She found out by the Holy Spirit, and she submitted to the Holy Spirit. And then she was pregnant. What track is that on? Thank God for both tracks. Now, you could take a lot of negative things and put them over on this track, and you could concentrate, what are they going to think when they find out that I'm pregnant? And then they'd say, you'd be worrying about the people, what they're going to say. You'd be worried about your relationships, husband. Well, Joseph thought it would be good to put her away privately so she wouldn't be embarrassed because she's pregnant. And I'm sure she was thinking about that on that track. I'm sure she was worried about finances. That's most of our deal, finances. Maybe depression moved in. You get a little depressed when you're thinking, oh, Lord Jesus, I'm in trouble. Just think about people that go through just that small area. Just think about them on that one track. So what's the answer? It's the other track. Okay? Because those things are going to come. Amen? How about sickness? Anyone ever went through sickness? Most of the body of Christ don't want to deal with sickness because it's hard to go over and talk to someone without feeling so sorry for them that all they get is our pity. You know, as God put something in me, I am not, well, you probably thought I wasn't a very pitiful person. Maybe a pitiful person, but not much one with much pity. Hallelujah. But you know what? I'm finding out that the strength of God's word, the power of that other track is so powerful that the enemy can't stand. Sickness can't stand. Disease can't stand. I'm even seeing it where inside that body that is riddled and tore up and nothing there that would look desirable is a person. Wow. It's a person, and they talk to you and they communicate with you. You know, we've had some terrible things that have happened, what I would consider, thank God for two tracks. You know, you lose a son along the way, thank God for two tracks. Amen. You know, very easily you could go into the one track and you could answer all the questions and you'd come up with a big zero. Yeah. And you'd go, and it's proven that if someone loses a loved one and they get enslaved in pity, pretty soon it starts affecting them. And sometimes it'll go like 1 year is like 10 years. You look at the person, what happened to you? Well, you didn't rely on the other track. And so I think that it's important that we rely on both tracks. It's going to get us somewhere. So the one track is about worry about finances. Anyone ever worry about finances? Okay. How about relationships? Anyone have a problem with a relationship any time in your life besides today and tomorrow and the next day? Yeah, yeah. And a lot of times, even with the Lord. And then the other area is, how about your health? Well, I'm 67 now. I better get ready to get sick and die. How about worry about dying? And the other question was, how about worry about living? Because suicide is one of the number one killers of people, depression and suicide. And so when you start looking at that track, that's a dangerous place to be on a one-track train. You're going to derail. Another thought is stress. They talk about stress as the number one problem in America is stress. And if you think about all those things, yeah, that would be very stressful. So we have to put, all of these things are there, and you can't call it a wrong track because it's all happening. But we have to find out what is the answer for the track over there so that we can get through this life, so that we can go into heavenly, well done, good and faithful servant. Amen? How about jobs and responsibility? Anyone? Oh, my job. And I find out if you're in this mode, you as a person don't even like to be around that person, because they're taking all of that and they're going, whoosh, they're putting it on you. And then we are condemned because we should be more loving, we should be more caring, we should be more of this, and we should have had more communication. And that doesn't help you, so you stay away from it. You know, if I stay away from it long enough, it won't affect me. But if it's a good friend, if it's a close person close to you, think about Job's friends. You know, they were friends. They spent 7 days listening to Job. And finally, they said, enough. And then they started giving their opinions. Were their opinions right? No. Because it wasn't coming off the other track. But that train's coming together, and it's running down the same track, and the power is there, and you're going to get out of the way. That's why they have those whistles on them. That's why they have the gates come down so you stop, because power is coming, and power could destroy you very easily if you're not protected from the power of it all. Now, if it was one track, by our place several years ago, one of the cars come off the track and it tipped over in our front yard. I don't know if you remember that. It was in the paper. I was in Nicaragua, and Oscar said, yeah, did you know that a train derailed in the front yard? No. How was it? But all that year, we had to clean up the stinky, it was grain of some type, but it was rotting. I'm going, man, that's bad. I like to stay on track. And so these two tracks going down needs to be understood that it's great power there, but we have to understand that you have to use both areas. So a lot of this stuff on that one track isn't very attractive. Now, on the other track, Jesus is trying to get us to resurrection life. He's trying to give us that we have peace, we have joy, we have righteousness. I'm feeling better now. Thank you. You know, go to Jesus, you'll be better. Well, yeah, but you didn't solve the problem. You got all them problems. I have to worry about it. I have to do this. And I was in Isaiah reading about Hezekiah in chapter 37, our daily readings. Okay? And Hezekiah, he was having some struggles. He was a king. Praise the Lord, I'm a king. What can I do? Because I'm the king, I can do anything I want until responsibility comes to me, and then I have to cough up something. And so a bunch of guys come back and gave reports about Assyria was coming, and they were going to destroy Israel. They were coming, and it was curtains. And okay, now Hezekiah, you're the leader, you're the top dog, you're the one that matters most. So what are you going to do? Well, Hezekiah, what he did, he ran and he went and he began to pray. And he called forth the prophet Isaiah, and Isaiah said, they will not come and they will not shoot one arrow in Jerusalem. They're not going to come. Well, so on the other team of Assyria, they had people that were representing the Assyrian government, and the Assyrian people were tough, mean. It was a terrible thing. So they were on that track, and then Hezekiah was on that track, and he had to start functioning. He's functioning in life. This is what life is all about. Should he worry? Well, the Lord said that nothing's going to happen. There won't be one arrow. And in fact, he would make the king of Assyria so beaten up that he'll leave here and he'll never come back again. And then it was one more promise to the Assyrian king was that that his own family was going to kill him shortly after he leaves here. Okay, so how are you feeling now? I'm feeling good now. Hallelujah. I got the answer. Okay, but then the Assyrian people that were representing the Assyrians, they come and this is what they said. They said, Do you know that no other army has ever won against us? And then they wanted to talk to the people. They did not want to talk to Hezekiah. They did not want to talk to the top officials. So the top officials told him, I said, I do not want you telling this in Hebrew so the people would hear that, and then, you know, it would make it hard for Hezekiah to control the armies so now you've got this plan to keep Hezekiah down in the dumps, but what about the word of God? What about the word that came? But it comes so strong that they began to speak in Hebrew, and so all of the people of Israel was taken in and saying, hey, you think your God, you think this God that you're serving is going to save you from the Assyrian army? Do you really believe that? Are you that naive that you would believe that the Assyrians are going to be taken over by this God? And then they went into all the other nations, and he said, did the gods of this nation, did they do any good?
Right.
No. In fact, they said that all those gods, they took them and they threw them in a heap and they started a fire. Now how are the people feeling? Pastor Jake and Tom and leadership in the house, they said one thing, but this is what's happening, and they said that the Lord said it, right? I mean, the Lord said it. The Lord said that there wasn't going to be one arrow shot. The Lord said this. So now the battle is, are you going to believe the Lord, or are you going to believe all of the worry, the doubt, the stress, the financial areas, the job that you probably lost, or the one that you're looking for, your financial situation? Are we going to believe that God's word is true? And so let's just call it like it is. The Assyrian army was the devil and his demons, okay? Okay, and here we got God and his angels.
Yeah.
And his saints and whatever else is in heaven. Okay, now who's going to win?
Are
you?
Yes.
Are you going to let stress concern you? Are you going to worry about your job? You're going to worry about that next paycheck? You're going to worry about the relationship that is bad, bad, bad? You're going to worry about what people are going to think about you in that type of setting in your relationship? Worry, doubt, depression, suicide, stress, anxiety. Oh, I'm having fun now. No. I'm going to believe the word of the Lord. I am going to believe that God is stronger than the Assyrian army. I believe that my God can do all things. I believe that he is going to destroy the works of the devil. I believe, when you start saying that, it just, yeah, I feel better now. Glory to God. Now, I went to a funeral last week and I got so, I've been going to funerals and them funerals are so much fun. They're called celebrations of life. Now we don't want to call them a funeral. Adam's funeral, life, celebration of life was fantastic. Was it hard to pick up the pieces afterwards? Yes. But when you pick them up and you take that track that you're going down and saying, my God is righteousness, peace, and joy. And I'm going to find out what God promised in that situation.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
See, it's easy. Some people say this, that, oh, you don't really know what a person goes through when you haven't been through it. You know what I'm saying? A dad losing his son, parents losing his son, they're always expected, this is what they tell me at least, they're all always expected that you're going to grieve them, grieve them, grieve them, grieve them, and pretty soon it'll put you into an early death. Well, you know what? That's the wrong track.
That's right.
Amen?
That's right.
And he's gone. Adam's gone. He's in heaven. I mean, what are we complaining about? Only thing we're complaining about is we're down here and he's up there. Hallelujah. So what should we rejoice about? When you start doing that, the enemy just goes crazy. I mean, literally crazy. Come on now. Work with me a little bit. Come on, we're in a fight. Jake and myself have been picking up fighting. At 9 o'clock on a cable channel, we've been watching fights. And boy, some of them fights get so violent. I'm not a very violent person anyway, but the violence, the kingdom of God suffered violence taken by force. Shanda karaba, shanda raba. Well, anyway, you pick out a leader. There's two lines, man. And both of these guys usually are very, they're professional. They shake hands. They, you know, they get some bad shots in there and they kind of repent. It's pretty cool. But I'm looking at, hey, are we going to win this fight? Or is the Assyrian army going to win this fight by us giving up the track that we're supposed to use to destroy the works of the devil? So in reading Isaiah 37, if you would read that just through, you find out that not only there was a great defeat with no one killed in the, as far as the Israelites, there was 185,000, let's say that together, 185,000 Assyrian soldiers killed.
Wow.
That's a lot of killing. How dare you talk about it? Well, that's a lot of killing. The Bible says it. So that was the track.
Wow.
And why the track was like that is because God showed up and said, this is the way it's going to be. And the Assyrians, they were just so proud. Oh, yeah, we got this, and we got these gods, and you should come and worship the God. If you do that, you'll be all right. And you know what? Just give it up. Don't worry about anything. Don't worry about the United States. They're in good shape. Don't worry about Islam coming and taking over. Don't worry about any of that. Hey, sing the songs of Zion. We're going up to Zion. We're going up to Zion. Stop all your crying to the city of our God. It doesn't go like that, but hallelujah. We are going to believe the word of the Lord. When we went last week, Lois and her husband Larry, they'd been with us for 2 years. They were ordained at one of our School of the Supernatural. Two couples were ordained, maybe three or four, but they were ordained. She fought cancer for the last year, battling. But that woman did not back off one second, not one second. I heard a testimony. I heard a testimony that was just like mind-blowing. Deb, it was mind-blowing. Well, Lois went home to be with the Lord. But when I walked into that church, I just felt, the glory of God, the glory of God. 25 ministers was at in the congregation, 25 ministers. This girl, I mean, they bragged about her like she was a woman that had come out of heaven and gave her time on earth for a short time and then went back. It was powerful. You say, well, didn't you get a, you know, that she passed? Well, I've been there. I mean, I cried enough and still do at times. But the big thing is she's in heaven with the saints of God. Larry has to deal with the situation, and we can help that. Amen? We're on the same track. We get on this track and this track. Those two tracks brings us down, and this train's coming home. This train's the glory train, and the enemy is not going to win 185,000 or a million or a billion. Demonic forces are going to be destroyed because we believe the word of the Lord, Tom.
Come on.
Hallelujah. We believe the word of the Lord. Shandadaba. We got great hope. You say, well, you're stirring me up. Why not? I don't know of any team that I know, if they've lost the stir up in them, they're not going to win. And it's usually because of situations that they stop believing in themselves. I mean, Lynn has went through a terrible time, but I'm going like this. No. And I feel so good about it. And I haven't felt one bit of pity for her. Hallelujah. I felt victor. She's a victor. And we're looking for the victory.
Yes.
And when you go in like that, when you walk out, she feels a whole lot better. And when you feel a little bit better one time, then you can feel better again and again and again. And we're at high noon and the light is shining. And that thing has to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't care what the cocoon looks like. It's that what's inside the cocoon. And if she lives or she dies, I care, because I'd rather have a testimony of living and having a testimony of great, great victory. Come on.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I don't want a testimony, well, I might live through one more year. I want a testimony, devil, you're going down in Jesus' name, and the promises are in the word of the Lord. Okay, well, then it was pretty good, you know. I mean, it all happened. The Assyrian army, he went back. The king got up the next morning after 185,000 soldiers died in his army. He turned up, got hit, all the rest of them, and he hightailed it out there, and he went home to live in one of the cities there. I was trying to remember. And Nineveh, there you go. I'm trying. Yeah, I know Nineveh. I was thinking Nineveh. Who's our guy that went there to warn Nineveh?
Jonah.
Thank you. I was nothing wrong with my memory, just a little short and on the wrong day. Hallelujah. Nineveh. He ran back there, and what happened? His sons snuck in and killed him, and they took off. What a track. Do you want to get on that one track? I want to be on the two-tracker. There's righteousness, peace, and joy. There's great victory. There's everything that you got, and you fight that off. These things are going to come. Worry's going to come. Tomorrow morning, you might be worrying right now. In the name of Jesus, worry be gone in Jesus' name. You might be financially in stretches and perils right now. In Jesus' name, we believe that God is going to do something great. Lynn and Ed, well, do you need anything? You know, your financial state? I said, as church, we can't do big things, but can we do something? She said, yeah, could you just maybe take up something so that I could keep salve on my skin? Because I wear my shoes in there. Ed told me to wear my shoes in there because she has so much of that oil on her as she's walking across the carpet, and it's actually so saturated, and she has to put, and they've got this special stuff that costs terrible, but they're taking Vaseline now and laying in on that, and so she can feel more comfortable in that. I can do something there. And it's about 20 bucks a day, so you know, doesn't sound like very much until you get, you know, 30 days behind it and in any of her suffering. But I believe that God's going to do some great and wonderful things. Amen. And our greatest option is we can just go home to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. So our fight is not against flesh and blood. It's against powers and principalities and stuff that twist. And pretty soon you're so thinking about this, people are going out and killing themselves by suicide. They're so stressed out that their lives are drawing shorter. Anxiety is taking over. You're anxious about everything. And the Bible says, be anxious about nothing. And you know what I'm saying? So the Word of God really have to start getting on the inside. And when you start thinking and you run into a person, it's not an insult to just say, hold it, that is the Word of God. But I find out Christianity, in my sense, is if you use it, it works. If you don't use it, it does not work.
Right.
And even if you offend some people, use it. Because offense is just for a short time. You remember, mad, sad, and glad. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit right now. We believe right now that you're doing something in our lives that is so powerful. Father, we declare prosperity. Come on now, won't we stand up? We declare prosperity. Jack and myself, we're taking a little run. Come on, Jack. Come on, Jack. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're taking a victory circle lap. Hallelujah. 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 All right. Anyone else wants to do that with Jack? He's taking it again. He wants to do it again. You got another one. Come on. Let's victory lap it. Come on. Hallelujah. You're doing some action. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Victory. Look at there. Tom, how did it feel? A lap around the field. Take another lap if you want to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That only costed me $5. That wasn't bad. You don't get $5. You owe Jack $5 so I can get my $5 back. Hallelujah. You know what? God has a tremendous sense of humor. And if you stay on the two tracks, you'll always become a winner. Because you're believing in the Word. And it's not easy. This life is not easy. Anyone that tells you that, that's not the truth. And there's no formula. Five confessions and you're going to be all right. It's living and breathing and believing that God's word is true and everything else is a lie. Hallelujah. There's a glory train coming. Hallelujah. And you know who that is? This glory train is not going that way. It's going this way. The shift is shifting to heaven. And I believe that in 2019 beyond, and I believe that it's the year of the woman because the woman represents childbearing. And I believe that there's a move that's going to affect. It's not only going to be one child, but every person in the body of Christ is going to be affected. And they're going to go up into heavenly places and they're going to discover who they are. We talk about identification. We discover who we are. It's so powerful. It's so powerful. And all the other stuff, you got to fight from this track to this track. So when you get to the end, you'll be more than a conqueror with all power, all authority. And it's something about that track. It turns around and goes back. And then it turns around and it comes. Train very rarely, thank God, that they go off track. But you get on that track, the glory-bound train track, and we got great, great glory-bound things. Danny, do you think they'd remember just one word? Glory train. All right, glory train. Get on the glory bound train. Jesus is the conductor. Hallelujah. Let's raise our hands. Jesus, We take in all that you have for us. And Lord, we realize that we go through all these things and it's not easy. But when we believe the word of God and the God of heaven and earth, it's not hard either. So we release the prophetic words that have been spoken over this body, the prophetic moving in this body and in 2019. God, that men and women will, or women and men will gather together and become a mighty, mighty, mighty tool in the hand of God for 2019. And that we would understand there's a time, there's a season, and this is the time, this is the season for a new thing to happen. A new way is coming for this dispensation now. A new era, an end time era, says the Spirit of the Lord, is coming to show my strength and to show my glory for this time and for this season. It is a time that I am going to break out and break through. It is a time that the heavens are going to be open and you will see the angels in heaven and the mighty hosts that is cheering you on. We release that into the hearts and the lives of each person now. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's people shouted.
Amen.
We can do better shouting. Let me hear it. And all God's people went. Whoa, yeah, yeah, now you're getting shaken a little bit. God bless you. May you go with the power and the peace of Jesus Christ. Anyone that is needing prayer, right afterwards, we'll have people here to pray for you. And that's a good thing. That's a fun thing. All right, God bless you.